News. I'm Laura Winters.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid. It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Now, some Republicans in the House, furious with Johnson for working with Democrats to get this all passed, but there is no money in this package at all for U.S. border security. Here's Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, followed by Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill. But let's be very clear. That border bill, H.R. 2, that was voted on today, will have no force of law, was not part of the package, was done as a cover vote, and gave cover to five Democrats who voted for it. It's mind-bogglingly stupid to have put that on the floor.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state but still several miles away, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
But we want to keep everybody safe. It's the most important thing.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
Opening statements scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters this is a giant witch hunt. Now, a disturbing moment outside the courthouse in New York City as a man from Florida lit himself on fire. White smoke billowing from the scene. Police say he posted conspiracy theories online. Detectives now saying he has passed away. President Biden with no public comment about Israel's retaliation strike on Iran. This comes after Iran firing more than 300 missiles and drones into Israel. The president spending the weekend at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. First Lady Jill Biden on the campaign trail in Bloomington, Minnesota. The First Lady addressing a Women for Biden event.
Women put Joe Biden in the White House 4 years ago, and women are going to do it again.
Turning now to business news, weakness in chip stocks leading to mixed results on Wall Street at the closing bell on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 211 points, but the NASDAQ was off 319, the S&P 500 down 43 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.